Dr. Myra Bastille with the Tesh Action Clinics in Morgan City and Franklin. Thank you for joining us. First of all, the formula shortage around the nation is obviously concerning to families, especially those with children who have special needs. Can you give us some feedback, some options for these families, especially for children with special needs, some options or resources where they can obtain the help they need?
One of the things that we recommended for these patients is, remember, these are special formulas. Some of the recall formulas was Similac Alimentum Elecare and Similac PM 6040 products. These are special formulas and are being prescribed for a specific reason. So your doctor can help you to choose a new formula to meet your baby's medical needs. So the recommendation for these special formulas is to go to your pediatrician. The pediatrician, they will need you a new prescription, and they will contact, and then you will contact the WIC office, the ones that is going to update your benefits and will help you and to get you in touch with areas wherever you can find it. But kids with special needs, usually remember, they have been prescribed for a specific reason. So you need to go to your pediatrician.
Now, for those families or those children that don't have special needs, if they use a just a normal type of formula, what can you tell those families facing these shortages?
Yeah, one of the good things is like just recently the FDA and Abbott got a agreement that they are going to start producing again, manufacturing again the formulas. But it will take at least 4 to 8 weeks for the formula to get to the stores. But the suggestions is that you can switch to standard formulas. This standard formula, you can switch it to the generic store brand. That's one of the things that it can be done. Also, we recommend it just to buy in no more than 10 days to 2 weeks supply. So try not to hoard formula. And we do also recommend it to check with the small stores and small drug stores, and usually not just the big stores like Walmart or Sam's or all of those, Amazon. We also recommend it to check with the store websites and also to check with to see if you can buy online. Those are some of the recommendations that we are providing. Then also check with your social media groups, okay? There are groups dedicated to the infant feeding and formula, and they have ideas where to find the formula. Also, just be careful when you buy formula online. Just make sure, because there has been reports that there had been some fake labeling and also some alteration on the expiration dates. So you just have to be careful with that. And if you have any problems, always check with your pediatrician. If you cannot find the formula, check with your pediatrician or with your WIC provider.
Now, there have been a lot of warnings, particularly from the FDA, about using homemade formula, trying to create your own. Are there some safe alternatives?
Yeah, well, there is mainly some safety tips during this formula shortage that we have been, as a pediatricians, also the WIC services and the Louisiana Department of Health too. One of the, we recommend never to serve your baby homemade formula. There has been a few recipes online, but it's never safe to recommend to give your baby this do-it-yourself formulas. We strongly we feel that this comes with some significant risk. Remember the manufactured formula. Usually, this is careful design with the right balance on protein, carbohydrates, fat, minerals, vitamins. So, if this is that is, it's found in the breast milk. The homemade formula you can start giving in the baby too many or too few of the these nutrients. Also, remember there are more chances of contamination too. So your baby can develop a serious foodborne illness. Definitely, we are against for homemade baby formulas. Other recommendation is to try not to water down the existing formulas because that can create some nutritional imbalance on the baby. Those are the main things that we are recommending. Also, with the just to let you know too that there has been the use of cow's milk or soy milk or some plant-based formulas. We are recommending that if your baby is close to the 1 year of age, then you can start using cow's milk or soy milk. For the plant-based like almond milk, they are low on proteins or minerals that really they are not appropriate for a baby, okay, at this age.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Bastillo, and we're just going to hope and pray for the best, and that ends pretty soon.